okay, when I say Papa, the implication is I'm asking if you can see and hear me. Would you mind answering that on the chat room? Anyway, this is Madge Weinstein. I'm a lesbian. I just spilled my fucking tea. My tea table went over the... It knocked over. It almost went all over the G5. I almost had to make another claim on the Apple's computer. Now I don't have my goddamn tea. So, let's see here. I need to play something so I can get my cordless microphone right. Did you miss the live show? Can you tell time? 59706? Can you tell time? You know how to tell time? Well, when the big hand is on 11 and the little hand is on the 12, that means it's time for my fucking show if you're in the Central Standard Time Zone. If you don't know how to tell time, kindly go back to school and learn. All right. Let's see. Okay, so here I am again. This is not going to be a long program because I have to go to the dentist. I have to be on time. Well, I don't want to say what she is, but she gets very angry when I'm late, and I'm usually late. I also have a Axe Madge show to produce on this program, and I don't know. I have I'm prepared, but I'm not sure if it's going to work because the teleprompter software might interfere with the this thing here, what do you call this? Streaming. It might interfere with the streaming. Hello? Oh my God, I don't think anybody's watching this. Oh, oops. You know, I've been talking and I didn't realize that nobody's actually watching. And then I realized that I didn't have it broadcasting. Sorry about that. The button is now pressed. Then how come you answered when I said, Papa, can you hear me? That's very strange. That's weird. See, because I said, Papa. Oh, you didn't answer the question. I see.
You didn't answer the question.
What the fuck is this? Hold on. This shouldn't be happening here. Hello. Now you can hear and see me, right? Somebody? Hello? I'm broadcasting now, you douche. Hello? Somebody? Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, I was talking for a while. I just hadn't had my button pressed properly, which means I could have gotten a new cup of tea anyway. I spilled the other cup. What I wanted to say is I need to do an Axe Madge segment, and I have the script prepared, but I don't know if my teleprompter software video cue is going to ruin everything, because it is garbage software. That's what happens when you pay for software. It breaks. So the moral of the story is don't pay for software. Okay, just kidding, right? And not to listen to bad 90s club trance. Dance so free. Music's got me feeling so free. I love how there's like free, like all these songs about freedom, like it's like the dance. Music's got me feeling so free, free to dance, free to dance. It's like yeah, so you can be trapped in a dance floor full of disgusting shirtless people on drugs and feel free. Okay, that's freedom to me. Fuck faith. Let's see. I need something to... The problem is I spilled my tea, Park, and it went everywhere, all over here. That thing is all wet now. I had to use the Bill Streeter Lo-Fi St. Louis t-shirt to clean up the mess. And maybe if I get the the wireless microphone, then I can actually get more tea, and you can play with yourself. So let's see if I can. I need to find something I can put on the telephone. I don't know. I mean, on the what do you call this thing? Radio or whatever this is. Okay, so hold on. Let's see. I know, let's listen to Democracy Now's headlines, and then we can all talk about them. That'll be fun for you. Get fucked. All right, seriously. All right, let's hear. Let's see. Okay. We can talk about the news. Yeah. Let's see. Where is... Oh, there we go. Oh, no. Excuse me. What do you mean, what happened? What is this? What happened? What are you talking about? What happened, Chris? Oh, okay.
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
Dr. King understood that unity cannot be won on the cheap. You'd have to earn it through great effort and determination.
As we head out of Dr. Martin Luther King Day into the South Carolina Democratic primary, the Democratic presidential contenders repeatedly invoke King's legacy in their campaigns. We'll be joined by legendary civil rights activist Grace Lee Boggs. She's 92 years old. She's worked with Dr. King, Malcolm X, has been deeply involved in the struggle for civil
rights. Hello? Listen, everybody, it's a little bit technologically fucked today. I apologize for that, but the good news is the recording is fine, sort of. Chris said he...
Can you hear me, Matt?
Yeah, can you do me a favor? Can you? Is everything sounding okay now? I know I fucked up a little bit before.
Yeah, I've got my audio turned on your stream, but I can hear you.
Okay. Can you talk to the audience for a second while I get a refill on my teapot?
Okay, I'll just read what I wrote in the chat room while you're off.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I won't be able to hear you while you're talking, just so you know, because I'm taking
clean.
Off.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Okay. All right, gentle listener. What just happened? Madge wasn't broadcasting for a moment there. She thought she was. Well, here's what happened. Each morning, as part of a lesbianic ritual, Madge pours a glass full of dyke urine all across the keyboard, across the console, across most of the CPUs and the compressor and the mixing board, okay? And all that urine soaks in there, and the heat from the electronics makes most of it evaporate. Now, the fumes waft up and into Madge's nose during the program. And that scent, when she breathes it in, the nose is connected right to the brain. It unlocks her lesbian powers. And then if she has a really good show, if everything goes right, then Madge shits. She shits right there in the chair. It's very relaxing. It's very calming. And it's a nice density. It's not too hard. It's certainly not liquid. But it's a nice kind of Play-Doh, soft, been out in the sun for a while density. Now, from each of these successful lesbian shits, Madge is required to take a small sample in a baby food jar and send it to the institute in Sweden. Okay? And there, once the sample arrives via airmail, they are once properly cataloged and registered as a lesbian, the institute sends back a fresh ovum for Madge to ingest, and that replenishes her lesbian power, and she can continue to do the program and work for charities based on yeast and split gynes and like those weird unidentifiable stains in public washrooms. And then, one other thing. Okay, so she's part of this institute, so once every 5 years, Madge is required to make a pilgrimage to this institute. There's sort of a large, like, lesbian dyke gathering. And so she goes up to the roof of her building, and she waits for a passing flock of dykes. And when she sees them, she immediately takes flight because the moo-moo will help in, you know, with the wind and resistance and so forth. And she joins them at the rear, and they fly over to Sweden and go to the institute gathering. And now, here's Madge.
What are you talking about? That didn't sound like something you were typing in the chat room.
It's all right here, Madge, but I'm going to let you get back to the show. I'm going to listen.
All right. Well, here we are. Back to the show we are. What did you want to talk about?
I already talked. Go. I just filled time. Go. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna try and turn my teleprompter software on, so it's probably gonna kill
me. I'm gonna hang up. Goodbye.
Okay. Let's see. That was weird. I don't know what the fuck he said, but okay. Now this might kill the show. So if it does, just keep refreshing your browser if I go away. Okay. Yeah. And tell me in the chat room, by all means, if I go away as well. Am I still here? Chat room people, am I still there? Hello? Am I still broadcasting? Hello? Somebody? Thank you. God, why does it take people so fucking long to answer? God damn me. All right, so I have this other. This is the HD camera. So what I do is I'm going to put this upon my vagina. Can you hear this? This is very exciting, not really. I'm going to put this here. Hopefully it won't ruin everything in the world and its mother. Oh, now this is not really a good angle for me, I don't think. I didn't think about this. Yes, okay, so this means, oh, fuck my hole out with juice. It means, really, I need, you can't see it, but all this shows is my breasts. Yeah, okay, so what we're going to have to do is do it like this. So this way, I don't want to have to get the wireless microphone and all this fakakta bullshit, so I'm going to lay down on the floor. This way, too, when the thing breaks, if the camera falls, it'll fall on me during the program. Now, I want to explain what it is that I'm advising, because it's kind of hard to tell when you're stupid like me and fat. Okay, so I'm using this. So this camera that you're not seeing me on. Oh, fucking vagina eat. Oh, Jesus Christ. Why do I have to always do technologically difficult things? So I'm either too low or too high. I guess I can go like this. That looks like a good angle. I know. Oh, yeah, that looks good. Okay, so I just give my advice. Does it look like I'm reading from the camera? This is going to be really terrible. Where did I put my wireless keyboard? I'm so fucked. Hold on. Be right back. Okay, I got my wireless keyboard. It's probably dead. Ah, fuck me. Yeah, it's not doing a goddamn thing, this keyboard. I guess that ain't gonna happen. Ah, fuck me. That ain't gonna fucking happen, is it? Jesus Christ. Ah, fuck me. Am I recording? Yeah. All right, so let's try this. Bring this down. I'm just going to have to fucking deal with it. You know what I mean? This is what you have to do. This is what... fucking thing's in the way. Christ. Who cares? It's just goddamn program. Who gives a shit? Maybe I'll do a yogic pose while I... Blah, blah. Oh, I need to stand further away, too, so that it gives the illusion that I'm actually playing with my giant when I'm not. It makes it look good. It's easier to make it look like I'm pretend reading. God damn this fucking thing. All right, let me put some... Now, this is very rough. I haven't edited this, and there's some nasty things in here. I'm going to turn on the other tape recorder. I hope you're fascinated, by the way. And if you're not still there, I can't even see the screen. Okay, a giant cam would be nice. Yeah, but not a my giant, that's for damn sure. I appreciate the compliment. Okay, so let's stand back. I knew a guy named Stan Bag. Okay, this is a terrible way to do it. Terrible way. Hello. Okay. Lesbian advice number 7. Hello, it's me, the lesbian Madge Weinstein here. Oh, too fast. Fuck. I need to tell the audience what the advice is, though, before I start. Because you're not going to see the actual video that I'm answering. The video is a gentleman who calls himself Octopus Man. And he wants to know how we can get pre-cum. He doesn't get pre-cum from his penis when he has sexual activity. This is bent. All right, anyway, so let's try this. And I can't adjust the fucking thing via remote control because the fucking thing don't work. Oh, God. I suppose I have to upgrade that piece of shit. Okay, let's try this. I'm sorry to do this now, but I have to go to the dentist, and otherwise it just isn't going to happen. Okay, so here we go. Hello? Okay, Stan Bag. Used to know him. Where was I? I don't even care how it looks. Hello, it's me, Madge Weinstein. I'm very sorry to have to do it like this. I don't have a lot of time. Got to go to the dentist. Hello, it's me, the lesbian Weinstein here once again, giving you gays some advice. Being a dominant female and lesbian, I am often required to fulfill this dysfunctional requirement of sissies across the globes. I went to a party of thespians the other day at the home of playwright David Serda, and as you can imagine, these thespians were mostly homosexed. So I was able to obtain many retorted questions from some gays, all in the format of high-definition video. Today's question comes in the form of comes from a Nelly hairdresser. Isn't that redundant? Christ. Roll tape, Gelman, you asshole. Playing tape. Well, Octopussy, that is actually a very good question, and it is one which I have done extensive research about for my master's degree in anthropology of the male penis, Vassar 1972. Now, first of all, let's talk about pre-cum for those general audience members who are not yet familiar with the turd. Here is how the Urban Dictionary defines pre-cum. Pre-cum refers to the viscous liquid that oozes from the opening at the tip of a man's penis when he is sexually aroused. It is a clear, generally odorless and tasteless liquid that is released from the pea-sized organs which we call the Cowper's gland. When a man has the AIDS, his pre-cum may have some of those AIDS too. So in other words, pre-cum is a component of the substance which we call seminal fluid, which is realized upon ejaculation or orgasmic release in the male. Now that we know what pre-cum is, let's talk about how you can get some, Octopussy. Now, the Cowper's gland is located just below the prostate, near the anus. Now, as we've discussed in other episodes of this program, acts, Dr. Lesbian, the prostate is triggered by anal stimulation. The Cowper's gland, located in the same general area, is also subject to anal stimulation, including but not limited to fingering, rimming, dildo insertion, and space docking. As an aside, space docking is the freezing of one's own fecal matter and later using this frozen fecal matter as a dildo or a substitute penis. I digress. You are now, Octopussy, you are probably now thinking it's not really very convenient to stick your finger up your ass so that you can have some pre-cum when you're masturbating yourself anyway. This is where my gift as a lesbian anthropologist of the penis becomes apparent. The solution is simple. Plan ahead. No pun intended, Raffle. You see, Octopussy, there is one method of prostaglandin's pecan stimulation which has not yet been disclosed. This is because it is my own brilliant idea and method. Just don't shit for a day. Then your colon will be full of fecal matter and will therefore press up against your Cowper's gland. This will in turn allow you to produce copious amounts of pre-cum that you can use to lubricate your penis while masturbating to your fisting pornography. God forbid you should get some hand lotion out of the cupboard anyway. Okay, if that doesn't work, ask your psychiatrist. For 300 milligrams of the Wellbutrins per day, Wellbutrin stimulates the neurotransmitter, which we call dopamine. Dopamine also tends to trigger sexual seminal fluids, such as semen, vaginal fluid, pre-cum, and period blood. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Good luck with the pre-cum, Octopussy. And remember, too, that's right, get fucked. Oh, lest I forget to thank my plethora of sponsors. This program was sponsored by GoDaddy. Use codes INSANE1, INSANE2, INSANE3 to save big money on your next domain name purchases. This program was also sponsored by, well, no one. Maybe advertisers hate lesbians. I'll have to ask my friends over at the Food Channel to see how the barefoot Contessa gets her sponsors. Anyway, see you next time. Okay. Let's see how that went. Let's see. I'm really in a bad mood. Let's see. Okay. Audience, do you think I need to do another take? Audience, hello? Are you still there? Maybe I killed the audience. Hello? Why don't people answer me on the fucking chat room? Hello? Are you there? Did you see that? Hello? Hello? Am I still on? It was a question. Oh, these fucking people. Hello? I can't believe this. I must have broken the thing. I don't understand. Okay, what? You're on, you cunt. Well, why don't you fucking type something on the goddamn chat room so I can fucking see the goddamn fucking thing? Jesus Christ, I hate everyone. Anyway. What? You can't see it. We're responding. Well, that's wonderful. I love the computers. So, listen, I have a question, though. Refresh yourself. Okay, I see you now. So, should I do a retake or is that good enough? anyone, everyone, someone. My tea should be ready. It was perfect. What do you think, Chris? Ooh, you know, I'm such a perfectionist. Ooh, you should see the lines I actually took out. I actually had to take things out because it was really, I said nasty things about certain douchebags with respect to advertising. I just don't want to be considered libelous because I don't mean to imply that the Barefoot Contessa is a lesbian. I have no idea of her sexuality. But I do know that on YouTube, people tag my name with her programs. So I figured there's got to be some sort of a goddamn... Of course I was out of breath. I'm a fat dyke, you stupid fuck. Jesus Christ. Who is a Barefoot... Oh, thank God the tape thing's lighting up. That means it's almost over. Thank God. I love these short shows. I got to go to the dentist turd later. Listen, everyone. What makes no sense? Oh, listen. So speaking of being out of breath, I did a fitness test on the Stairmaster yesterday. You know, they have these fitness techs. And it said, you know what it said? My fitness. I do this thing. You ride your machine and whatever, your Stairmaster and all this. And it says fitness level, very low. And I don't know if it said that about me. I didn't feel that. I felt fine. I felt okay. I wasn't bleeding. I was still moving. I wasn't out of energy. I don't know why it said very low. Probably because I weigh 500 fucking pounds and it compared it to theirs. Boo-hoo. Hi, Trotsky. I'm going to get up on my gine. Come on. Get up on the old giner. Anyway, hello. My tea should be overripe by now, considering. And I really love this because what it does is it doubles the cover, doubles as a infuser holder. Anything with a holder is okay by me. See? Teapot Shakur. See? So the infuser goes in here. I think I showed you this yesterday, but you can fuck yourselves. Right? Okay, so then I have my honey. I hope you're facing Mecca during that. Very hilarious. I'm a Jew. You want to get me terrorized? She lets the makeup gun on the whore setting. Okay. If there were a makeup gun, believe me, I would be suicidal. There is no such thing. Hello. Hi, how are you? I'm Madge Weinstein. I'd like to remind you to go fuck yourself every day at 11 in the morning, which is when I do this program. We have a nice audience size now. May not be that huge, but it is getting larger by about one half of a person every month. So that's good. Now, I did make some news items. I did make some notes. Let's see. Light Shabbat candles and then shoving them up my ass, goatsy for advice. I have to remember what that is. One day, bumpers for freaks. Oh, oops, forgot that. That was before Christmas. Government asking for RT tracking cell phone users. Shut off your phone. Yeah, turn off your phone. Okay, I got to get rid of these notes. An unreasonable man, 276. This is like code. I don't know what the fuck any of this means. What good are taking notes when I don't know what any of the goddamn shit means? 5th or 6th May, other places in Ecuador. Yeah, I'm going to be in Ecuador. Whoa. That should be interesting, getting murdered. I'll be coming home with my head in a box from FARC because I'm ending up in Colombia, Medellin. Hello? Oh, the debates. The debates are ridiculous, but I'll read a post that Andy Maddock made because I like his blog a lot and he makes smart posts. Then I'll shut the Christ up. You know, but they're so stupid. And I don't know when. Does anyone know when Kucinich was on Democracy Now? Because I heard it when I was doing my Stairmaster and getting my bad degree. My bad. Hello, what was I talking about? Someone? What was I talking about? What day is it? Someone? Yeah, greetings from Amsterdam. Good for you. Greetings from Russia, Kucinich. Oh, yeah. So I don't know when Kucinich was on Democracy Now, But I will tell you this. Amy Goodman is fucking awesome because, you know, NBC sued to exclude him from MSNBC debates, right? Or I don't know if MSNBC is the same as NBC. I don't fucking know. But so Amy Goodman did something just so wonderful and unprecedented. She actually played the tape of the other people, debaters, and then she allowed Kucinich, she pretended that she was moderating, and then she allowed Kucinich the same amount of time to respond. And it was so amazing. I just love this woman. Okay. Who is 57906? Huh? Who? Who is this? Who is it? Somebody's ringing. Oh, I feel like this is my aunt on the phone, on Kathy Lee. What?
January 16th, 2008, Wednesday. Kucinich was on Democracy Now.
What, I can't read?
Oh, there's a big delay. My apologies.
Ow.
Go. You're done. That's all.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So that was nice of her. Anyway. Andy Maddock writes, oh, JT was writing something here. I didn't see that. Not sure why you can't see us. Well, that's late. Let's see. JT has an 8.5-inch penis. All right. I mean, really, this is from Andy Maddock. Too many debates. I mean, really, do we have to hear from these guys this many times? These aren't debates. These are moderated discussions. Oh, the tape ended. Oh, well. These are moderated discussions. That means it'll probably get good now since it sucked before. These are moderated discussions. They've cut out Kucinich, so they look like they are from the left. Bill Clinton wasn't the first black president. He was maybe the first modern born poor president. Many perhaps have forgotten about Bill speaking in the last pulpit King stood in, telling blacks in 1993 how disappointed Dr. King would be in them if he were alive today because of black-on-black crime. Crime has long been a white politician's code to signal, I can stick it to blacks. For good measure, he made sure to oversee the execution of the convicted killer, Ricky Ray Richter, a brain-damaged black man, in the heat of the primaries. Obama is fortunate he wasn't busted for cocaine use during Bill Clinton's years in office. Clinton left behind a larger, darker prison population than when he took office. Black incarceration rates during the Clinton years surpassed those during Ronald Reagan's 8 years. One Clinton initiative required citizens, mostly black, in public housing to surrender their Fourth Amendment or privacy rights. But I am just as sure that if Obama went after Hillary Clinton to reveal the real record of the period, sexist, she seems intent on restoring, he would be savagely attacked for playing the race card by the very same media that is fawning over him now. So that was from Andy Maddock, andymaddock.com. And it's time to wrap it up. And because I got to go to the dentist and get my teeth washed. Before that, I need to capture the video from the person who did the octopus question about pre-cum. Are you sure that I don't need to redo that? Because I'm going to have to edit this out at the Caribou and I won't be able to reshoot. All right. Did you vote for anyone? Who are you asking, Chris? Who are you asking? Who are you asking? I didn't have my primary yet. And who am I voting for? I will vote for somebody. But Terry Cosgrove gives me a voting sheet based on abortion. So I vote. Who the fuck is 906? Who is 906? What do you mean I can vote anytime now? How can I vote anytime now? I don't understand. My precinct is in my building. I just go downstairs with my vagina unwashed. Anyway, this is retarded with an O. Okay, 30 minutes it's been. The tape is over. Who is 5-9th listener since Katrina? Oh, so you're not somebody I know. I just saw that's 59706. So and you said from Amsterdam. I just assumed it was somebody I know. That's all. I didn't mean to yell at you. Where the fuck is Royal Oak? Brian from Royal Oak. Like, I'm supposed to know where Royal Oak is. I have the entire atlas in my fucking brain. Oh, Michigan. Fascinating. So you're in Amsterdam. Okay, well, I don't blame you for bragging then if you're from Michigan. Sorry, Crisco. I need a song to end with for the radio audience. Even the barely radio. By the way, I need a job. I need a job or I'll be on the streaks soon. Podcasting from that lady who laughs about why men have to have such big penises. Let's see. Let's just go completely random here and find a piece of music or pseudo music or just something to scare everyone away. Let's see. What's this? No, not that. Not that either. Nope. No, not that. No, not that neither. Nope, not that. No, not that either. Nope, not that. When it smells like duty. I think Trotsky just took a shit on the pad. Let's see. King, I don't know what this is, but it has the word niggers in it, and that sounds good. King Hill Niggers. I don't know what this is, never heard it, and get fucked. Cypress Hill, I think. That is. Gotta dance at least. Where the fuck's the song? What the fuck? That's weird. It's playing now, I think. Weird. La gente no sirve pa' mierda. Aquí yo soy Capitán Pingaloca. Y todo el mundo aquí me sirve a mí o me va pa' carajo. Oye, revolución, compadre.
Get splatted, dream shattered. Savage get blasted for a 1G package. Beat the sequence, rap out of lessons on his defense. Pile you niggas talking fast like Puerto Ricans. We're too seeking. Son, I catch cream like Dominicans. Last Mohican, living so speaking. Wildest envious tomahawk. Shallin' slang the violent talk of.
I ain't spilling my fucking tea. I'm done dancing. Fuck you. What you thought?
Y ya está dicho. Todos que no le gusta mi rebote van a morir. Yo le voy a meter una bala a la cabeza a cualquier maricón que no me persigue a mí, a la cinca cuesta. Oye, huevuda.
Hijo de puta, I'm cool. I went to jail. I wear my pants low and I got a blubber cunt.
Cannabis plants, yo, for grand exotic, narcotic, tune slam soon for my dune in the desert. Mega Babylon pleasure coming out the dome piece. Smell my aroma, warrior nomad, put you in a coma, comma, llama, smash, crash in your armor, drama, I'm a stealth aircraft bomber, here is where I dwell, at the gates of hell, it ain't where you're from, it's where you're in the mentals, and if not, yo, credentials are essential, I see reality, few things surrounding me, free like a spread, precise strikes the lyric, not front in the brain, 100% red dragon, fine fragrance lyrics, the rhymes you can't imagine, the globe trotter, call me Metal Long Lemon.
I can't deal with rap no fucking more, sorry.
On nights like this, when the world's a bit amiss and the lights go down across the trailer park, I get down, I feel had, I feel on the verge of going mad, and then it's time to punch the clock. Put on some makeup and turn up the tape deck.
and pull the wig down on my head. And suddenly I'm Miss Midwest Midnight Checkout Queen until I head home and I put myself to bed. Strangest things seem suddenly routine. I look up from my vermouth on the rocks. I give to rap wax still in the box of towering velveteen. I put on some makeup and some love and makeup and pull the wig down from the shelf. Some girls, they have natural ease. They wear it any way they please, with the French flip curls and perfume magazines. Wear it up, let it down. This is the best way that I've found to be the best you've ever seen. I put on some makeup and turn up the 8-track. I'm pulling the wig down from the shelf. And suddenly I'm Miss Farrah Fawcett from TV until I wake up and I turn back to myself. Okay, everybody. I put on some makeup and turn up the 8-track. I'm pulling the wig.